I'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories live from downtown Amory, Wisconsin, 93.1 FM on the radio or WPCARadio.org. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Mike Murtha and the co-host is Ed Schmidt. And we are ready and excited for a new show, a great show. And those who are not familiar with our show, on the last Thursday of each month, we have a guest to share music and stories. This show, we are proud to bring back Mike Blue from the Dweebs. Mike was a guest on our show in probably our first year that we were doing this, so we're glad he's getting back here, returning to do another show with us. So I'm just going to say, sit back and listen, tell your neighbors and friends. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories and maybe create some new ones. Let's do it. Let's tune up them guitars and have some fun. Once again, we want to say hello to everybody. Welcome to our show. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and we do this every week. We have a new guest at the end of each month, and like I said earlier tonight, we've got Michael Blue from the Dweebs with us, and Eddie's got a steel guitar with. And Eddie, how you doing? Good to see you.
Good. She's another Thursday night.
Another Thursday night. Here we are. Yes, this is always fun to do this. We've had so many good guests and lots of our old friends, and we have not repeated Mike. Is the second one that we have repeated in almost 3 years. So we keep finding all these players that they're so generous with their time and their talents. But Eddie, how you doing with your storm damage at home there?
Oh, I was nailing the tarp back up after the wind kind of blew it off today. But hopefully, pretty soon we'll get the new roof on the house and fix up the roof on the garage. But could be a lot worse. A lot of folks with a lot worse damage than what I got. So thankful for that.
And you've had a busy summer. You were at the state fair last week with Darlene and the boys.
Yep.
Was it last Thursday?
All day Thursday. We were at the DNR stage and did five different shows throughout the day into the early evening. And
so tell me your hours when you do this.
Well, you get there and you have to get in, drop your stuff off, and get your car out of there by 8 o'clock to park it. And then you play at 10 o'clock, 10, 12, 2, 4, and 7 o'clock. And the last one is 7 to 8. And then you pack up and either try to get your car back in, which is pretty hard, or I bought a big cart, and I'll just cart my stuff up the hill and get it to the car. But it ends up being a long day, but it's a lot of fun. You see a lot of people. And
I bet you do.
So.
Yeah, we've been a little busier with Trigger Happy this year. We were having Heartland Days here. It was the first part of the month, and we were in Richmond, the Heritage Center concert series in the park. We had 300-plus people out there. That was a fun night. We've been doing that for, 13, 14 years, something like that. But
That's a great venue there.
And we were in Madison just this last weekend. You want to tell about that a little bit?
My retired boss asked me if I could throw something together to come down. They were going to do a birthday party for his father-in-law that turned 80, and he's a West Point guy, which was kind of neat, and I got to meet him. But a nice place right on the south of Madison, down by Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Right, well, it was fun, nice.
Beautiful background with that big lake, and had a nice little party.
And then we had the Polka Busters were out in Hammond, too. We had a big show in Hammond there with the Polka Busters. And we took a nice trophy again, and we thought they said that the award was for the most antique band. Actually, it was the most unique band, not antique.
Well, we got a trophy anyway.
Anyhow, with that, I'm going to say hello to Mike Blue. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing really well, thanks. Yes. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, good to have you with us again. And of course, you've shared the stage with the Polka Busters before, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I think you guys crashed our show, if I remember
I
right.
I think a couple times we did.
Yeah, that was... I like how everybody else in the band is like, what the heck is this?
Some of Dad's friends. Oh, that's neat. But and thank you for taking the time for doing this again with us.
Oh, I'm honored. Thank you for bringing me in.
Well, sure. And can you just want to share a little bit of what the Dweebs have been doing this summer? I'm sure you're busy.
We've been all around the map, fairs and festivals, just having a riot. We just did Woodbury Days on last Saturday. Mm-hmm. We did the Rutabaga Festival. Well, actually, Woodbury Days was, our 20th annual appearance. Mm-hmm. And then at Rutabaga Festival in Cumberland on Sunday, that was our 26th annual.
Wow. Good. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. We got the South Dakota State Fair coming up tonight.
Oh. Yes. Okay. Well, good for you. And you're going to be in Amory on September 14th for the Amory Fall Festival.
Yeah. We've had a year or two off, so we're looking forward to get back on that one and party with the good folks here in Amory.
Sure. Well, we've had lots of fun with you through the years. Did a lot of our recording at your recording studio.
Wasn't that opening song? Yep. Wasn't that recorded at my studio?
It was. Oh,
I love that lick.
Yeah, yeah, that's Eddie doing it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
you weren't surprised.
No.
Yeah, so we're going to come back and talk about some more stories, but you want to share a song with us?
I'd love to.
Sure. What do you got in mind there?
Well, it's when I was growing up, I used to always watch Ozzy and Harriet, and couldn't wait to the end of the show for Ricky to do a song. I've never really done much Ricky Nelson, but he's always been one of my idols. Let's do Traveling Man.
Sure.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. My heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, I'm a traveling man. Yes, I'm a traveling man. Oh, I'm a traveling man.
All right, that is Mike Blue. Mike Blue from the Dweebs is with us here. This is Trigger Happy Memories, 93.1 WPCA Radio, and we're having some fun here like we do on our Thursdays. And Mike, we had you here like in our first year that we were doing our show, but this is something that we ask all of our guest, and I'm sure we asked you this before, but I think it's worth asking you again. Just tell us what inspired you to play music when you were,
I knew when I was 5 years old I wanted to be a singer, and I was singing Marty Robbins songs and Johnny Cash, Johnny Horton, and I'm very blessed to have
chased after my dream, and now I've been making a living playing music for 40 years.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know your dad was a big fan of country music, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday morning, it was I would wake up to country music loud in the house, and I loved it.
Oh, that's good. Since you were here before, I think our listeners have grown quite a bit thanks to guys like you that have came and contributed to this show. So,
oh, thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Eddie, do you want to sing a song there?
Sure. Long as we're in town.
Yeah.
It's Thursday night and everything. We'll do a song that Dave Dudley used to sing once in a while when we got the chance to work with him for a few years there at the end. One called Little Old Wine Drinker Me in the key of E. 3, 4, 1. I'm a praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. I'm sitting in a honky-tonk in Chicago with a broken heart and my baby on my mind. On the radio, there's a song that's playing, and that music takes me back to Tennessee. When he asks, who's that fool in the corner crying? I say, little old wine drinker me. I came here last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby went to Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago a broken heart is just the same. I'll ask the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and that music takes me back to Tennessee. Now when they ask, who's that fool in the corner crying, I say, little old wine drinker me. They ask, who's that fool in the corner crying? I say, little old wine drinker.
Well, that's Eddie Schmidt doing a song that, yeah, we used to do that with Dave Dudley.
Yep.
Pull it out once in a while. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, so... Mike, let's talk about your band a little bit again. It's your family. I guess I haven't caught up with you guys lately, but I know Mike Jr. and Benjamin is in the group yet.
Yep. Claire. Mike Jr. is on the drums, mm-hmm. Benjamin, lead singer, and my daughter Claire.
Yep.
And now I've got my grandson. He's been touring with us this summer also. And
really?
I got him. I told him a year ago, I said, hey, if you sing a song, I'll double your pay. So he picked Life is a Highway.
Oh.
By Rascal Flatts covered it, and that's one of the hard. And we just learned that song. Mm. And that's one of the hardest ones that I sing. So I was glad to give it to him.
Well, that's, is he playing pretty regular with you guys too, or?
Yeah, he has this summer. Now he's back in school, so I think he's in 10th grade.
Okay.
So,
and your nephew was with you for a while, right?
Yep.
Is he still with her?
No. We picked up a guitar player out of Maplewood. It's just phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a thrasher. Mm. He just rips it.
Thanks.
Really good.
Yes. A name that we both shared friends, Jeff Husholt. You knew Jeff way back when you were a kid.
Yeah, Jeff was one of my idols. He was 2 years ahead of me in high school in Red Wing, Minnesota. And he was the drummer in the band Jesse Brady.
Right.
And those guys were my idol.
Oh, they were great.
Yeah.
They just had a reunion on, I think it was August 9th.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think somewhere down in that Red Wing area.
Oh, yeah, down at the Harbor Bar.
I think Yep. But... and Jeff was with us, Eddie, for, what, a couple, three, 4 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that. He was an incredible and just amazing drummer, wasn't
different
he?
Different for Trigger Happy to have a drummer that wanted to make sure we threw a drum solo in there most nights. And, man, he could play.
Oh, well, yeah. We did some songs, like a Willie Nelson song, and like an old standard called Release Me. He'd never heard of those songs. He said, I love those songs. And he studied, you know, and played them just nice. But he and my brother John would sing an old Merle Haggard song. Jeff playing drums, it was like a brand new song. It was just all this.
Yeah, he's a great talent.
Oh, yeah. Very, very good. But Mike, why don't you sing another song here?
All right. Should we do Speaking of Merle?
Yeah.
Let's try that.
Yeah, this is a Merle Haggard song. I think Johnny Rodriguez also did this song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he might have did it first, didn't he, Eddie? I think so.
That sounds
right. I was listening to the radio, I don't know, about 6-7 years ago out on my deck, and all of a sudden the song comes on, and I'm like, it was on Sirius Radio, so I had a boombox. So I'm like, I ran and got my guitar while the song was over now, because I really liked the chord progression. It was unique.
Oh, yeah.
And fortunately, I was able to hit pause and rewind on my boombox.
Oh.
And so I learned the song. That was my introduction to the song. I had never heard it before.
Okay, yeah, great song.
That's the way love goes. I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most all of my life searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet you run with me, chasing my rainbows. Honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music I'd make for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry. Say, honey, don't worry. Don't you know I love you too? That's the way love goes. God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me sorry. You say, honey, don't worry. Don't you know I love you too? That's the way love goes. Thank you.
Nice. That is Michael Blue from the Dweebs singing some country music. Nice job on that, Mike.
You know, I don't get to do a lot of these songs playing in the band. Or,
so no.
I reach back into my roots here for this show. Oh. My playlist is all classic country.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And I want to say the Dweebs is one of the friendliest rock and roll bands you'll ever find. Your kids are the nicest kids. And, oh, you guys, just a great... great group.
I'm not going to tell him you said that.
Well, and talking about your kids, Mike Jr. helped me last summer. I had a collection of about, I don't know, 8 or 9, 10 songs that I have written through the years. I wanted to put them all on one CD.
Right.
And I called you up, and you said, yeah, I think Mike Jr. might be your guy to do that. I'll come on over with your stuff. So I had, you know, some stuff was even on some old albums that I had written with John and Dave.
Oh, yeah.
One song that my brother John sang it, I wrote it, called Rainy Day. So that's how far back some of this went. But anyhow, Mike Jr. put all of these songs together, and there was a couple new songs that I had written with Warren Shortis, Putz, a buddy of mine. So we put those, included those on this collection, too. Mike Jr. put this together for us. And
yeah, you called me, and you know, now that we're we have a digital console in the studio, and I just don't know my way around it that well. I can navigate some things, but I'm not the guy in there anymore. Give me an old analog board.
Yeah. Well, are you guys doing a lot of recording yet in the studio?
No, not really. It's a great rehearsal studio, what we use it for the most. And now my grandkids, they have a band. And they're called the Ducks. Mm. And Claire's boy is 6. He plays the drums. And he's really good.
Really?
Yeah. And her daughter is 10. She plays piano. And Mike's boy is 9. He plays guitar. And his other boy is 6. He sings. Trandy's boy is 10. He sings. Mm. And they're called the Ducks. And they've done a couple shows with us.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's cool.
And they practice hard at it.
Good.
They're there 2-3 days a week.
Jeez.
Sounds like competition for the
That's my retirement plan.
Oh, jeez. Well, I'm going to try a song here, an old Webb Pierce song. We did this last Saturday, Eddie, for the first time in about 15 years, but we had some fun playing at that party. We dug out some old tunes that we hadn't done, and we'll see if we can...
It's fun to pull out stuff you haven't done in a while.
And yeah, so... This one is, There Stands the Glass. There stands the glass that will ease all my pain, that will settle my brain. It's my first one today. There stands the glass that will hide all my fears, that will drown all my tears. Brother, I'm on my way. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are alright. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim until my troubles grow dim. It's my first one today, Eddie. I'm wondering where you are tonight. I'm wondering if you are all right. I wonder if you think of me in my misery. There stands the glass. Fill it up to the brim until my troubles grow dim. It's my first one today. There we go with an old country song by Webb Pierce. Actually, that wasn't Webb Pierce, that was me singing it this time, but it was originally a Webb Pierce.
I think Webb, he's up at the Straight Eight tonight.
He's at the Straight Eight.
He was at my house on Sunday morning when I was a kid.
Yeah, I bet you heard a lot of Webb Pierce.
Yep.
Yeah, it was, I had the honor to, I was invited to go to Wisconsin Public Radio to do an interview. They had heard about our little show up here. And
on WPCA.
On WPCA, yes. And they they wanted to interview us. They wanted you there too, Eddie, but you were busy. But I went down and met with Alan Ross, and he wanted to know how we came across, how we discovered the idea of doing this show. So I told him the story that I had been listening to the radio station from our cabin, and they were looking for volunteers. And honestly, I didn't know if they're looking for volunteers to mow the lawn or to, you know, do clean the toilets.
Stuff you're qualified to do.
Yeah, right. Things I probably could do. But I called up and I talked to Lou Ann and I said, told her who I was, and of course she didn't know who I was. But and I told her that I play in a band. I've had this idea for a radio show for many years, to bring in some local friends that just do some live acoustic music and tell stories. And she says, you're going to have to talk to Bob. So we set up an appointment, talked to Bob, and
he said absolutely not.
Well, it was funny. Bob says, I like your idea. Where you been the last 10 years? Can you do this like every week? And I said, no. You know, can you do it like twice a month? I said, no. Like once a month? Now he's trying to talk me into it. You know, I was trying to talk into it. But anyhow, after we arrived at what we're going to do, then I asked you, Eddie, I told you I got this idea about this radio show, and you said, boy, what have you talked me into this time? And I said, well, Eddie, you know, would you help me? And you said, well, of course I'll help you. So it'll be 3 years next year that we've done this. And so I got to tell that story on public radio. He'd asked me, who's your next guest going to be? And I said, Mike Blue from the Dweebs. And he said, oh, we know of the Dweebs down here in Eau Claire. And he said, Michael Blue, is that the dad? And I says, that's Papa Dweeb. And he's, oh, okay. So we talked about a little bit of that too, and just talked about the radio station, WPCA, how some of its listeners are, there's contributions coming in from San Diego and from the East Coast, and probably people that maybe lived in this area at one time, but they want to stay in touch. So anyhow, it was a great time. We're going to see if we can get Alan Ross to be one of our guests. He plays guitar and sings, and so I threw that out, and he said, I'll consider it. So we're gonna hopefully do something with that. So that was lots of fun. Although he said, yeah, you're bringing all your old cronies. They're friends, but you were offensive by saying that. No, but we were very honored to get to share the stories with that. But anyhow, Mike Blue, you mentioned you're going to be at Amory Fall Festival September 14th, and
yeah.
That's a Saturday night, I believe.
Yes, it is.
9 o'clock, I imagine.
Yeah, somewhere around there, real close to that, I think.
Yeah.
And like I said, we haven't been there for a couple of years now, so we're we're looking forward to, I know I've probably done 20 Amory Fall Festivals in the last 30 years.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I've had the band, we'll be 32 years old in November.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a great ride.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, how long has Trigger Happy been around?
Well,
I have to get out the abacus for this.
I started in June of 83.
So about 36 years, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
Does that sound
right? Man, I would have thought, okay. Well, I'm thinking John and Dave.
Yeah, that was way back.
Because you guys were playing Above the Bar
in
the Country Dam when we were in the back room.
Right.
And I was in the band Loose Change in the early 80s.
I remember you'd come out during your breaks and listen to us. We'd go back and listen to you guys.
Yeah,
that was fun stuff. But, Mike, why don't you sing a song again here?
Okay, what should we do? Let's do the one I used to sing to my grandpa when I was 7 years old. One of the first songs I did was I Still Miss Someone by Johnny Cash. Sure. At my door the leaves are falling, the cold wild wind still comes. Sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone. I go out on a party to look for a little fun. I find a darkened corner, and I still miss someone. Oh, I never got over those blue eyes.
I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. Well, I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we've begun. Well, there's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone. I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. Well, I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we've begun. Well, there's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone. I still miss someone.
Oh, very nice. That's Mike Blue. This is WPCA Radio, 93.1 Amory, Wisconsin, and we're having some fun here with Mike Blue. So nice that you came and share your music and stories here, Mike. This is always fun to get together, and especially you, busy time of the year, you know, you guys.
Yeah, you know,
you're
well,
hitting her hard.
Thursday night I was available.
That's good. That's good, yes.
I still think about all the times when we were over at your place recording, Mike, and that one thing I'll never forget when I did something, I must have messed it up a couple times, and you came in and told me, last chance, and you walked back in the room, and I did get it that time.
My favorite one was, you guys are all in the room, and you've been working on this song, I don't remember which one it was, but, and you nailed it, and you all looked to the window to me, and like, okay, you got that, right? And I go, I'm ready when you are. And you're like, what? I go, cut, just kidding, come on in.
I think that was, I think it was the song "Dooley," if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah,
because I remember we thought we just really got this thing going on.
Oh, and thought, you guys nailed it.
Oh, and we're looking at you, and you're like, "Yeah, whenever you're ready, you know, we'll get this thing recorded."
I remember, I as soon as you guys started that song, I had a grin from ear to ear, because I remember that song from the Andy Griffith Show,
sure,
and the Darlins,
yeah,
and. And I hadn't heard the song since. And you guys rip into it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah, we had lots of fun over there with you guys. Eddie, you guys, I'll tell a quick story if you want to think of a song to sing. How's that?
Okay.
All right. When I worked for St. Croix County Highway, one of my jobs I was to teach flagger training. And part of my job was setting up traffic control and detours. But I was in charge of teaching the college kids, you know, flagger training, and the videos that we had were so old. There was no credibility in what we were doing when the cars were 20 years old on the video. And my boss says, "Well, why don't you just set up a work zone and just film one yourself?" I thought, "Well, yeah, that sounds real easy. Who are you gonna get to do that?" You know, he said, "Well, just set up the signs and we'll get somebody to come in and film this." I said, "Who?" And I got, "Oh, wait a minute. I bet Mike Blue could do that."
Yeah.
So I called you up and told you what was going on, and you said, "Yeah, we could. I'll get my Mike Jr." And we got Mike Jr.
and tech guy.
Yep. And we had a couple cameras going, and I had some of the workers, you know, prepped to do their part, and it they still use that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's actually been used across the state for some of the training too. So
wow, I should have bid that at a lot higher rate.
I jewed you down, and no, but that was fun. I remember, I think I was driving your pickup, and you were on the roof with a camera, and I think Mike was in the cab or something.
Yeah, Yeah, but I remember that.
I was so worried you're gonna fall off the roof of that.
The
pickup.
Funniest scene I remember was the irate driver that didn't want to wait for the flagman.
Yes,
and the exchange they had.
Yeah,
and to prepare the flagman for irate drivers.
Yep, I had one of our workers who was kind of a hothead anyhow, so I prepped him. You're so
impatient. That's typecasting.
Yeah. But he just did it so, and I think you guys were laughing. He said, "I can't do this again." You know, I hope you got it the first time because it was hilarious. But that's you guys still do a lot of filming with your band too, or?
Yeah, we do a lot of videotaping, and nowadays with everybody's got a camera on their iPhone.
Oh, sure.
And that's where we get a lot of our footage is off of that.
Okay.
And then we record the audio, and then my son Mike Jr. does the editing, and
sure.
He puts it all together and makes short little 30-second, 1-minute videos of. You know, thank you, Czech days. You know, Protovin, Iowa. Thank you. You know.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah, that's cool. Eddie, you got something you want to sing there?
Yeah, let's. We can do a Waylon Jennings song, one called "Rainy Day Woman."
Oh, there you go.
In the key of A.
All right.
Are we supposed to say? I've had people comment to me when we say Charlie or we say all these different things.
George,
yeah, they're saying, where do you come up with this stuff? You
know? Well, we try to explain it as noisy as it can be in a crowded place. And you say, C, did he say C or D? Charlie! You know? Okay, now I get you.
Two, three, bar one. Oh, rainy day woman, never seem to see it for the good times or the sunshine. You have been a friend of mine, rainy day woman. That woman of mine, she ain't happy if she finds something wrong and someone to blame. If it ain't one thing, it's another one on the way. Woke up this morning to the sunshine. Sure as hell, it's just like rain. I know where to go on a cloudy day. Oh, rainy day woman, never seen to see it for the good times or the sunshine. You have made a friend of mine, rainy day woman. Woman of mine, she ain't happy if you find something wrong and someone to blame. If it ain't one thing, it's another one on the way. Woke up this morning to the sunshine. Sure is, it's just like rain. I know where to go on a cloudy day. Oh, rainy day woman, never seem to see it for the good times or the sunshine. You have been a friend of mine, rainy day woman.
Very good there, Eddie.
I don't think we've ever did that one here in the studio.
I don't think we have. No. We're talking about accordions here earlier, You have to bring your accordion some night. I'll bring the tuba.
That'll put a different flair on this yes. show.
I think we should. I think we could be brave enough to try that here. One of these.
You want to broaden your audience?
We hope we broaden them and not lose them. We probably won't do a whole evening of that, but that would be fun to do that. But I'm going to say hello to a few folks, and I want to invite you guys to say hello to some folks too. But first, I want to say hello to Lou Ann Peterson, who is the secretary here and receptionist, the bookkeeper, and she always makes copies of our shows, and she's going to have a copy for you too, Mike, so you can
awesome.
Hear this. And Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana. He used to live in Minnesota and moved out there several years ago, but we stay connected, and when we start doing this show, he tunes us in every Thursday. He's a great fan. My wife, Debbie, Putz, Greg Lane from the Rex Cactus Boys. Al Drinkman was our guest here last time, and we had a lot of fun with Al, didn't we?
Yeah, it was great.
We hadn't seen Al for quite a few years. He hadn't played for about 30 years, and I talked him into doing this. And first he said, I don't think I better do this. I haven't played for so long. And then I tried him a few weeks later. He says, you know what? I really want to do this. I'm going to do it. And he still has this great big, this baritone voice. And so, Al, I hope you're listening out there. Edna Bjorkman, Uncle Bob, Shirley Halliburton, Renee Butler, Scott Nash. Scott, thanks for helping hauling some wood here for Joe and for Eddie and for me. And Barb Gardner, this gal we know up in Ashland, Washburn area, she's been tuning in. We were told. And Alan Ross from Wisconsin Public Radio, we hope that you are listening and going to maybe be a guest with us. Dan Wall and my mother and Jim and an old classmate of mine, Rodney Sather. So with that, Eddie,
you pretty much got them covered, don't you?
Well, my list is getting longer, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So Eddie, you got?
Yeah, I'll just say hi to my wife Joanne. Our neighbors Al and Ann always listen. Tad Late and all Darlene and all the boys, and Brian Jevning and all the Cribbage boys at work. And you already said hi to the Cactus Cousins and the Hunyucks. And
sure.
And yeah, it's just been surprising all the different folks that have been listening on the internet. And
I know it.
We'll talk to somebody, so-and-so has been listening too, so sure. it's pretty cool. So
yeah, that's great. And how about you, Mike?
Well, I'd like to say hello to my wife. She's at home with the grandkids, like always.
Sure.
And I'll say hello to my dad. He's down in Red Wing, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
My mom in Lakeville, Minnesota. And let's go all the way to Hammond, Wisconsin, and say hello to our old agent that was, she was with us for 19 years, Heidi Fryer.
Oh, sure.
And
I see Heidi around.
I see her once in a while. She's playing guitar now and with Barb Haas.
Yes,
and,
Boston Haas.
Yeah. And I got to get out and check that out.
Sure. I've heard good things about
that.
I have too.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I was going to ask you about your old sound man, Herb. Is he still
there? Yep, he's still there. He's been with me 36 years. He's been with me longer than I have, actually.
He was with you on some of your previous groups, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was, it was in middle of 82, maybe 83, somewhere in there. He had just got out of the Navy.
Okay.
And he's at the show, and we needed a light guy. And he was a friend with the guitar player at the time. The guitar player says, well, what about Herb? I said, are you kidding? He's drunk all the time. He goes, oh, that's only because he's not working.
Sure.
And if he's working, he won't be drunk. I said, all right, I'll give him a shot.
Give him a chance.
Yeah, he didn't know what a mic cable was or what a guitar cable was, but... Well, actually, I just keep telling him, see you next week. I really never did hire him.
Oh, well, honestly, I mean, you taught him how to do this, but he's one of the best soundmen around, in my opinion.
And loyal guy. We've had a few heated discussions,
oh, sure.
But, 36, 37 years, you're bound to have that.
Well, yeah.
But there's a mutual respect there.
Sure.
And him and I grew together.
Sure.
We really did.
He was so good at you'd have all this volume coming out, but it was never offensive. He knew how to dial out some of those offensive frequencies. But I remember you telling a story to me a few years ago. You were in Florida, and of course Herb wasn't there. There was a house PA or whatever, and something wasn't right. And you called up Herb and said, "What's the crossover supposed to be set at?"
Yeah.
And then he said, "Well, what are you running?" And he said, "Well, okay, set this way and set this."
Yeah.
And you.
So he's running sound from 1,600 miles away.
Exactly. And then you got back on stage and said, "That's the sound that we're familiar with." And here at Herb, you know, it's amazing. And
Herb knew right away what the problem, what the issue was too. It was crazy.
And I don't think his hearing is that well anymore, is it?
No. In fact, we had a lady come up to us. We were doing a wedding, and she goes, "There's a buzz," and Herb couldn't hear it. And I walked in front of the sound system. I couldn't hear it. And my son Benjamin walks in front of the sound system and goes, "Oh my gosh, we got to find this."
Oh sure.
And we had to flip a ground switch on the keyboard.
Sure.
And then it was gone. But
these older ears don't catch it.
Yeah, we've lost a few frequencies.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah, it's we could be a lot worse too, right? We're lucky we can hear as well as we can. But
standing all those years in front of the drum set will do that to you.
I know my one ear. I always stood on the left side of the drummer, and from the cymbals, this right ear is high frequencies are a little bit. My mid range is good, but the high frequencies are not so good. But
what'd you say?
Mike, why don't you sing another tune here, would you please?
Okay, let's do the first song I ever remember singing, Marty Robbins, and I remember singing this in the swing set. I was 5 years old. Let's do White Sport Coat.
One of my favorites. Yep.
Oh, white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. Oh, white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone with romance. Once you told me long ago, to the prom with me you go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else to hold my dreams. Oh, white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood. You told me long ago, to the prom with me you go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else to hold my dreams. Oh, white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood.
Oh, very nice. That's Mike Blue. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 in downtown Amory, Wisconsin. And, Mike, that's one of my favorite songs.
It's always been one of mine.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I didn't know the words. I was saying a pink Our Nation.
Pink Our Nation.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. And I remember Mom and Dad laughing off and Grandma and Grandpa laughing at me, but I didn't know why.
They just thought you were cute, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You talking about that, Mike, being that, singing that song and being so young. I can remember one of the first songs my mom, she tended bar a little bit for Dale and Marcy's in Connersville, and I'd be with her there some days during the day, and they had an organ, so she'd play the organ and I'd hide. I didn't want people to be able to see me, but I would kind of get down underneath the organ and I would sing Wooden Heart. And
You take the microphone to
and no, I would just okay. be down there singing sure. and sing it while she was playing it. So,
but they didn't want anybody to see you, right?
No.
Oh, geez. So. I'm going to throw in a quick song here. We're starting to wrap up here, but a little song by Glenn Campbell did this, Bobby Vinton. You were in that movie with Bobby Vinton,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah. You were? A little kid in the sand, you know?
Yeah.
There was a kid in the sand covered up? No, I don't think that was
an old beach movie, you know. We used to tell that story, and people were like, really?
Oh, you suckered me right out.
Yeah, F.
One, two.
I love how you love me, I love how you kiss me. When I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how your heart beats whenever I hold you. I love how you think of me without being told to. I love the way you touch, it's almost heavenly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. I love how your heart beats whenever I hold you. I love how you think of me without being told to. I love the way you touch, it's almost heavenly. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me. 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 I love how you love me.
Oh, a little song there by Glenn Campbell. We're going to have to wrap it up, but we're running real close to being ending up. I want to thank Michael Blue for coming and being a guest with us again. It was great to have you here, Mike.
Well, thank you very much for bringing me in. Ooh. I had a lot of fun.
That voice of yours, man, it just killer. It just and it's all the singing and all the playing you do, and it just. And it's still 140%, if you ask me.
Yes. Well, you know, it never gets a rest, and I think that's part of it. You know? It's a muscle. You got to keep using it, or it's no good.
You're right. You know, if we play a lot, too, I get stronger.
Yep.
But I just want to plug a couple things here, if we could. We're just about out of time. But we're going to be in New Richmond on September 14th from 5 to 9. We might come up and catch you guys afterwards. We're going to be at Crickets, on, which is now called the Brow Time.
Yeah.
On the next day, the Sunday afternoon, we'll be at the Clear Lake Golf Course on the 21st of September. And, of course, we'll be doing a private party on the 8th. All your folks are invited to that, too. No, I better not do that. Anyhow, thank you to Bob Zonk and to Lou Ann. And don't forget, you can always donate money to this radio station. It's a terrific thing for this community. And with that, I want to say goodnight.